Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Yeah, sad news about James Earl Jones. 93.
Well, have you seen what Mark Hamill just tweeted about 15 minutes ago?
No, what did he say?
Hashtag RIP, Dad.
Oh.
Because he was Darth Vader, of
right.
course. Yeah.
Huh.
I'll be darned.
I just started rewatching all of the Star Wars last week.
Tell Dana about that.
I have plans.
They're all on Disney Plus. I know that you have every single streaming service twice, so.
To watch.
Log into one of those accounts.
Wow.
Star Wars.
Pull it up.
Hang on. I think my heart just stopped. What did you just say?
I have plans to watch.
How did this happen?
It's a long, convoluted story that I choose not to share here, but it's coming.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to start with one or four?
I don't know. Why don't they just put them in order? It's like, how many members are in the Big 12?
She needs to be led through this, so hopefully she has a guide.
I need a linear, some sort of point A to point B.
Do you have a Star Wars guide?
I'm kind of kicking and screaming, but I'm going to do it. Going to do it for no other reason that you will stop bringing it up. And I didn't bring it up, he did. And James Earl Jones. Like, sure. If there was ever a time, sure. in absolute deference to his genius, I will watch.
Can I give you some advice?
Lay it on me.
Okay. Completely ignore 1, 2, and 3.
Okay.
They're not worth it.
Okay.
Well, no, you have to watch them. Just watch them after you watch 7, 8, 9.
Okay.
No, 4, 5, 6.
You start with 4, 5, 6.
No, I would start with Rogue One.
Want to fling myself out
of
the window now.
I would start...
Oh. Why are we starting with Rogue One? That doesn't make any
because
sense.
Because that leads up to Episode 4.
Take a time capsule back to, or a time machine back to 1977 and start with the OG.
You start with the OG. Yeah, you start with the original.
Okay.
And then you get to the point where you watch Rogue One, and then you get to the end of Rogue One and go, ooh, ooh, ooh. Okay. You know.
Now it all makes sense.
Now it all makes sense. Yeah. Right.
Okay.
So yeah, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Can I say something about the subscription?
1, 2, 3.
That Sam dropped and tried to pretend he didn't. I have now gotten rid of almost all the subscriptions. Do you know how, as a parent, you know that you've successfully started eliminating subscriptions? you start hearing from your children in duplicate, dare I say triplicate, dare I say quadruplicate.
Mm-hmm.
Something happened with the ESPN Plus account. Hey, mama, can you check your email? Do you have like a passcode for Hulu?
Probably strangers are contacting you.
I have heard from them more times in the last 48 hours over this football weekend because I think, you know, they hung out, they watched football like everybody else, and then they thought, you know, I'm going to watch a movie. I don't know which streaming service. I don't know if we'll have time. And then they started figuring out, oh, no, Dana is on to the scheme of the universe to make you fall for all of these subscriptions. And I have removed all of them, and then I'm going to add them back selectively.
How are you going to choose who gets to be selectively rebirthed?
I don't know, because we're kind of scattered all over the state of Kansas right now.
I mean, I think only one of them, maybe two, should qualify.
Well, that's what I'm asking, Sam. You can't just say, I live in this zip code, and my son lives in this zip code. Oh, wait, my other son now lives so far west, I can't find it on a map. I got a daughter in Lawrence, but we'd all like to share an account. They're on to that scheme.
Well, but don't you think at some point they have to get their own?
Oh, without question. Jack said to me over the weekend, Mom, forget it. I'm getting ESPN Plus. I can't live without it. I'm going to go out on my own. I said, buddy, good for you.
The bundle. Aww, they're growing up.
Good for you. Good for you.
What'd you
Taking
say,
responsibility.
Sam? You should get the bundle. It's the way to go.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Disney
Speaking
Plus, ESPN
of
Plus.
Duplicate subscriptions, and I need all you all in on this conversation. This could be a whopper.
Oh, God.
I spent an hour and a half on my laptop and on the phone this morning because, you know, I've moved. And there are certain things when you move you have to do when it comes to your primary residence. And I got to thinking, you know, there's not a lot in that house, but there's some that we're probably overinsured for contents now, right? You know, I don't have a whole gigantic house full of gigantic contents anymore. Huh? It's not vacant, but we're knocking at the door.
Did you have an estate sale?
Not yet.
Are you going to?
No, someone is coming, and this is the most brilliant idea, where he quotes you a price for what is left over in your house. Scott, every fork, spoon, knife.
Coffee mug.
Q-tip, coffee mug. He quotes you a price, says, this is what I'm going to pay you, and I will clear it all out. I get paid. Mm. I don't pay him.
Wow.
Now, you could suffer through an estate sale or a garage sale and probably make a similar amount of money. I don't want to. I'm done.
But he takes it all and basically has
every
a glorified garage sale.
Single item left.
Huh.
The paint he will dispose of properly because, you know, you've got to make an appointment to do that.
Yeah.
You can't just throw paint out.
Huh.
The lawn equipment. I don't need that anymore. I don't have a lawn. So I find this guy through my friend Kristen at Be Organized. I go, look, this is what I need. I need someone to take all my crap, and I want to deal with it. She goes, I got your guy. So he's coming in about a week to load up all the stuff. I told the kids, you have until this date. Anything in the house that you want, come get it.
He has not seen the house
yet. Nope. He comes over. He did a walkthrough. It took about 5 minutes, and he goes, this is what I'm going to offer you. And it's not an insubstantial amount of money, by the way.
But if you have the kids come over and they start taking things out.
No, because the little stuff isn't worth anything.
Huh.
Like this sweatshirt. It's not that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Anyway, so this morning, long story short, I'm on the phone with this insurance company just trying to figure out where we can save some money here. I'm starting to have a panic attack. And the first insurance company I emailed, they keep emailing me. And we've switched carriers a couple of times. And so I called them first. And I go, first of all, I keep getting your emails. Why? Mm-hmm. You're no longer our carrier, okay?
Right.
She does this. Yes, we are. And I do this. No, you're not. And then she does this. Yes, we are. I still have your home listed. We're insuring your home. And I go, well, that's funny because I don't know why I'm still getting emails from you because we switched in March. Help me do the math. March, April, May, June, July.
About 6 months.
Seven. Let's round up. 7 months. She goes, well, we're still the insurance company on record for your house. I go, oh, okay. So I call insurance company number two, and I'm like, hey, I see that you guys have our auto, you know, all the cars and whatnot that I pay for auto. And I go, I'm just checking, like, you don't insure my house, do you? I mean, all I'm seeing here is auto. Yeah, we got your house.
So how many companies are insuring the house?
Two.
Well, you're heavily insured.
Help me here, Daniel, because you've owned a home. You don't,
right.
You rent currently. You have owned a home.
I own a home.
How is it possible in the universe that two competing companies claim, and I have the homeowner's policy numbers, by the way, it's accurate, are insuring my house for 7 months.
And I have no idea how this happens.
How does it happen? How does it happen? And then the mortgage company at some point, like, let's say we're with a bank of, I don't even know who we're with, but I do. But let's just say, pick a mortgage company. How does the mortgage company not say, hey, this is odd.
You're overinsured.
You are two different companies.
And you're paying both of these companies?
Dan, how am I not?
So, wait, hang on.
This is what I spent my morning doing.
This doesn't make sense.
I know it.
So, at some point, you went to you left insurer number one.
Yep.
And went with insurer number two.
Yep, because it was cheaper.
So then your mortgage had to have gone through the roof.
Nope, it didn't.
Because your insurance is built into your mortgage.
Correct.
And if you've added a second company.
What is insurance a month? I don't even know because it's all rolled in. It goes through escrow.
It's several. Well, yes, it does.
Right.
And it's several hundred.
This is why I'm on medication that I can't even keep track of. Because I was trying to explain to these women, separate companies, you all, there's something funny in the water here because you're saying I'm insured through you. Yours, and both of them go, well, that's not possible. And I go,
it's impossible.
We conference call you all in? Yes, it is possible.
Well, do no, you it's have totally, the paperwork?
This hurts my head.
Dan, I'm telling you, this is how I spent my morning. This is why I drink.
But do you have the paperwork that says, yeah, yes, we have ended insurer you number one?
You should have heard the look on my face. And yes, I just said that. When the second insurance company, I go, I mean, you just have my auto, right? And she goes, nope, we've got the house too.
Perhaps insurer number one isn't charging you and maybe they've got a glitch in their system.
You realize, Dan, that I'm doubly insured for a house that is vacant.
I don't even think that's legal.
And Sam here wants to talk to me about Netflix.
You can sign up for as many insurance policies as you want to. They don't care. If you're going to pay the money, they're going to take it.
But insurance company number one is going to quickly say, nope.
Yeah, what if there's a hurricane or something? Well, that's a bad example, but you know what I mean.
We don't owe you for the damage on the hail or whatever to your roof because you're now insured by insurance company number two.
Let me tell you this. It is going to be a nightmare to untangle this, and here's why. There's no way in hell I'm not getting that money back. I don't know if it's number one. I don't know if it's number two. Somebody's paying me back.
Well, you...
But it was your mistake.
It's not my mistake. How's that my mistake?
You didn't cancel the first one.
Actually, to your point, Dana, from the text line, I think having two policies cancels the other one.
Because
they're both just going to argue, no, they have to cover it.
Okay, well, here's the deal.
Well, did you cancel insurer number one?
Why would I do that? I don't deal with any of this stuff.
Did the person who deals with this stuff actually cancel with number one?
That phone call, text, and email has been sent.
Okay.
This might go, can you call me? Because I think I'm...
Yes. You know, thank you, Texter. It is 100% illegal to have two different insurance companies.
Oh, my God. Now I'm breaking the law. We just had the prosecutor in here. Well, you know what? Arrest me. Throw me down and arrest me. But I want my money back first. That's why those women were like, no, it's not. And I go, yes, no, it's not. Yes, no. See, this is funny because I just had this conversation with the other woman.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Scott, I'm losing it. In real time, you're about to witness.
Oh, no.
The complete financial meltdown of Dana right in front of you.
It only becomes illegal when you try to claim from both companies. That becomes insurance.
Shut up, Sam. Stop.
Right. Sam.
Talking.
What's crazy is I've never had a claim ever in 22 years.
You never had a roof claim on that house?
No.
You never had hail?
No.
Huh.
Well.
Never had a fire. Never had a flood. I mean, like, knock on wood, I guess.
I'll be darned. 913-586-7798. How many years will Dana be going to prison? 913.
I'm not breaking the law, am I?
Well, illegal means breaking the law.
No.
Sounds like you're a scofflaw.
Again, you can pay as many policies as you want. That's not violating the law. If something happens and you claim on all five policies that you have, that's called insurance fraud.
Is there an insurance policy against having multiple insurance policies? Mind blown.
I would not recommend doing that.
Well, this would have caught it.
Does your head hurt as much as mine?
More money.
913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie, Dan Weinbaum. My name is Scott here on KMBZ.
You know, the sad news about the passing of James Earl Jones, and we actually have a story in our stack coming up at 5 o'clock about the obituary. And specifically, when someone passes who is not a good person, who was not a good person to you or in life. Is there some obligation to have some flowery obit? Because one woman said hell no to that question and laid it out like it was.
This obit is four sentences.
It's scathing and brief.
Four. By the way, there is a presidential debate tomorrow night. We don't talk politics on the show, but Kamala Harris and Donald Trump will have a debate tomorrow night. Sam, it's my understanding we are carrying that live here on KMBZ.
We will be carrying that live.
Okay. What time is that?
I believe it starts at 7.
Oh.
Or
yeah, we're not being preempted by that. No,
this isn't.
I'm just saying. I mean, they could back it up to 4 because it's so nice out.
This is not a Mizzou football game.
Very.
It's either 7 or 8.
Important time in our country's history.
All I know is that we're going to be doing the entire 4-hour program that we do every single day.
Great. Just saying.
Outside of that, it'll be here.
And by the way, speaking of Mizzou football, and we are the Mizzou station here in town, they are now ranked 5th.
I did great over the weekend.
5th. Stephen in Overland Park. Stephen, hello.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing well, thank you.
Good. I was just I heard about the insurance thing, and that is actually pretty common. I worked in underwriting, and they will retroactively cancel one of those policies. Statute of limitations in Kansas, Missouri is usually about 7 years. So you just give them a copy of your deck page from the one you want to cancel.
Yep.
And they'll go back and retroactively cancel that. I'd suggest also making sure that company gives you your auto home discount retroactively as well, just so that you get that money back as well. I just thought I'd mention that.
When you say a copy of the deck page and retroactively canceled, do I call just one? Do I just pick one company or call the one that doesn't have auto and say, hey, I'm going to cancel you?
So I'd verify with your mortgage company to make sure that you're going with the right carrier for the home. And if that home matches the same carrier as your auto policy, then they can go back and give you your auto home discount, which will be anywhere from 10 to 20%
Steven,
discount on your auto.
Thank you. And another question, is it odd that the mortgage company wouldn't have caught this and been like, hey, wait a minute, this is weird. We have two companies on record.
You're double insured.
You're double insured.
I'll tell you, it's very common, especially when moving or just switching carriers. Mortgage company will send in their cancellation request.
Yeah.
Sometimes, depending on the insurance carrier, it could fall on them to drop the ball.
Got it.
Process the cancellation. They need documentation. They never get it. And then it doesn't get canceled.
Got it.
Stephen, one last question. listening to Dana tell the story, did your head hurt?
No. Honestly, no. That is a very common thing in the insurance world, I feel like.
Stephen, thank you.
Actually, I have one more question, too, Stephen. How many years in prison is she facing?
None. As long as
is this a baker's dozen? What are we talking about here?
Well, you guys can set the time frame for that. As long as she goes back and cancels the other one, I don't think there's any repercussions.
Hey, look, I wanted to see the Penitentiary Museum in Leavenworth. I mean, maybe I just go there, Scott.
Is this Lansing Penn, or is she going to the big house?
The big house for sure.
Amen. Right there on Metropolitan Avenue. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I knew it well. All right. We'll get to the obit story right after 5 o'clock. Story here. This one bothers me. CNN. A man wanted for allegedly throwing scalding coffee on a baby in an unprovoked attack at a park in Australia is now the subject of an international manhunt. Queensland Police Detective Inspector Paul Dalton said today that officers are working with international partners to find the man identified as a 33-year-old foreign national who is known to have fled the country after the alleged attack. 9-month-old baby boy, known as Luca, suffered serious burns on his face, arms, and legs when the man allegedly threw the piping hot drink on him as he sat with his mother on the grass in a park in Brisbane on August 27th. Speaking of people they're looking for, they're also still looking for the 33-year-old in Kentucky who has injured at least 5 people shooting at them from a perch above a highway.
I-75.
That's right, Sam. Thank you. His name, I believe, is, and I'm going off memory here, Joshua Couch, if I'm not mistaken.
So they know who he is. They just don't know where.
Right. So he had abandoned his car and the gun at the scene. Now, they don't know if he has another gun with him, but he had purchased an AR-15 and then 1,000 rounds of ammunition over the weekend on Saturday. And then for reasons, which there is no reason, but reasons that we don't understand, began firing on traffic on Highway 75 in Kentucky on Saturday afternoon. 5 people seriously injured. They don't know where he is. He is considered armed and dangerous. They tried to use drones overnight with thermal detection.
It's the best way to find someone that you're looking for, either a bad person or a lost child, by the way.
Problem is, it's in a rural part of Kentucky, and there are a lot of animals that are running underneath the canopy of the trees. And so they don't know if, you know, if that's a deer or if that's a human, because they show up on the detector looking almost identical.
Well, and you can't go sending agents in after everything that's a squirrel or a coyote or whatever.
Well, and at night, you don't know. I mean, if this guy has a position, do you want to run officers into the woods if he's got the high ground and the position? And you don't know specifically if that's, to your point, Dana, a coyote or a deer or if it's him. 913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott here on KMBZ. Okay, one of the richest companies in the world, Apple, today unveiling the iPhone 16. The first Apple smartphone purpose-built with AI.
No. Except...
No, thank you.
It doesn't have AI.
What?
Okay, continue.
Excuse me?
Yeah, they're not adding the AI yet. So you're buying a really expensive new iPhone that is the same as last year's iPhone. It comes in different colors.
But there will be a software update at some point, Sam.
And it has the processor that can run AI. And, okay. Yeah.
Says it's purpose-built for generative artificial intelligence.
No.
Which would allow users to create text and images with a natural language prompt. I have no idea what I just read.
Meaning you type in a 15 to 20 word description of what you want the picture to be, and it will create a fake picture that looks absolutely real. And the reason that they say that they're holding out on it is because they're afraid of misuse. How's that going to change in a couple of months?
Okay. And apparently it's bigger than the most recent iPhone.
Isn't that funny that the whole point in the beginning was that everything was smaller, and now we're going the other way?
Well, we've seen that cycle twice now. We've seen phones get incredibly large and then back to smaller, and then now we're scaling back up again.
So the iPhone 16 is going to cost $1 less than $1,000. The iPhone 16 Pro Max will be $1,200.
But that's actually cheaper than last year's. They said it was going to be a price increase.
It's bigger, faster than ever. This is the greatest scam in the history of the world.
And people wait in line for days.
What do you have?
Mine is like old.
Well,
11,
well, it's newer
10.
Than his.
Mine's an 8.
I can't even believe they let you still operate with that.
Let me see the size versus the size on mine.
I don't know. If I can text you, Scott, about the show.
See, yours is just barely bigger than mine.
And email Sam and get on Facebook every once in a while. That's all I need to do. I don't need all the bells and whistles that this comes with. Okay. Let alone AI. I don't want that thing on my phone, even though people would say it's already on your phone.
See, you will take this iPhone 8 out of my cold, dead grip. Because it has the one thing I want, and it's the little fingerprint button on the bottom.
Okay, but it's super cool that we're venturing into new technology and the world of AI and taking another step forward. But why do we need it? Why do we need to create pictures that don't exist?
Well, but see, and this is what I've always argued about Apple. You don't think they had this technology last year?
With the AI, I would guess no.
Well,
that's
actually,
just sort of burst onto the scene. But with the extra camera hole, yes.
Well, that you don't even use all three cameras, that they're there for looks. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, my argument has always been that they have on any given year like 2 or 3 new upgrades, call it what you want. And then they say, okay, this year we're going to put this upgrade on the new iPhone, get everybody to buy it, at $999 or $1,200 or whatever. And then next year, when we do iPhone 17, we're going to add this that we already have created, but we don't want to put both on the same phone.
And
you know what I'm saying?
I'm going to get skewered for being the Android guy for saying this, but it's not just Android. It's every other phone maker. A lot of the times, the upgrades have been on other phones for like 5 years. Like when they got the touch button, the fingerprint unlock.
Which I have on my iPhone 8.
LG had that like 5 years before that.
Huh. Boy, I'll tell you what. Android owners are devout.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Yeah,
my mom has an Android, and
she will not.
She will not go to the iPhone. She will not. I don't understand it. But then I have an iPhone, and I've had this obviously for 8 years because now we're on iPhone 16, and I don't want an upgrade. I'm not going to Android. I'm not going to the iPhone. Whatever. I couldn't care less.
But to your point about them already having the technology, and from the text line, AI has been around forever. It's just a really complex algorithm. That's all it is. It's just big and fancy and shiny now.
We've talked about this before, but the ways in which people are or can use this for bad, not for good, for bad, scare me.
Yeah, but, you know, I think AI might have gotten itself a bad reputation early on. I'm not convinced it's all negative.
It's not. If you talk to the folks over at Stowers, which we did several months ago, you were gone, Scott. Mm-hmm. The ability to like sequence the genome stuff and cancer stuff when it comes to DNA, mm-hmm. AI can do 1 trillion times faster than a professor that they said or someone who is in research. It would take an entire career for one person to do what AI, if you teach AI what to look for in those codes, what AI can do in minutes.
Well, and a lot of the things in your car.
Yeah.
That alert you that there's somebody near the car that you can't see. That's AI. When it can detect things that you as a human cannot.
Or detecting bad actors who don't belong in a stadium. Or, you know what I'm saying?
Right. 913-586-7798. Story here from the New York Post. This dime is worth a mint. Three Ohio sisters who inherited an incredibly rare 10-cent piece that was kept hidden by their family for more than 4 decades, could make more than $500,000 after it was revealed the coin is incredibly rare. The dime was struck by the U.S. Mint in San Francisco in 1975.
Wow.
It is so valuable because it is just one of 2 dimes missing an S mark for San Francisco.
It says San Francisco?
Apparently. Or just
no.
F.
No, the mint marks are just a singular letter. It has no mint mark. The Philadelphia Mint wasn't writing Philadelphia on every coin.
It says San Francisco. It's very rare.
While many serious coin collectors... Listen to this, though. What kind of a nerd do you have to be? While many serious coin collectors have known about the 2 rare dimes for years, their whereabouts have remained a mystery.
And how did they know there were only 2?
That I don't know, Sam.
And all of these were printed with the same press, so how did these 2 not get...
Equally don't know. And how did word get out that it doesn't have a marker on it? And there's another one somewhere else that doesn't have
on
it?
This is crazy. They shared that... The parents of this family, the matriarch and patriarch who are long deceased, okay,
mm-hmm.
bought the first error coin ever discovered for $18,200. And I think they were farmers. Yeah, they operated mm-hmm. a dairy farm.
In 1978.
They bought it for $18,200, which in 1978 was insane amount of money. It basically $90,000 today. Their parents saw that coin as a financial safety net. So they held on to it for all these years. Mm-hmm. But can you imagine in 1978 as a dairy farm proprietor saying, I'm going to plop down $18,000 on a dime?
Because it has a mistake on it?
Yeah, it says San Francisco.
No, no, it's missing an S. Because it was from San Francisco. from the Mint. The Mint in San Francisco made more than 2.8 million special uncirculated proof sets in 1975, featuring six coins that were sold for $7 a piece. I have no idea what I just read. However, a few years later, collectors learned that two dimes from the set were missing the Mint mark, making them extremely rare.
I think it'll get more than $500,000. Here's why. If you are a coin collector and that's your thing, you know, we have people paying $1 million for a Pokemon card. Well, if that's your thing, all of the coin nerds in the world unite.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think it'll bring in more than $500,000? I hope for the family it does.
It might.
And what a return for their $18,000,
$90,000.
A very risky investment in 1978.
Well, all it takes is 15 minutes of endlessly scrolling on one of those video reels to find a video of a guy saying, hey, don't take all those coins to Coinstar. You could have a penny in there that's worth $7.
I must confess that there was a time in my life when I was a coin collector.
Hmm.
Yes.
Did you have any friends?
No. No, I didn't. I had imaginary ones.
I'm kidding.
I had imaginary ones. I do have a...
Was it like the quarter books?
No. Yeah, I had that from the bank, Sam.
No, these were foreign coins.
Oh.
And so I have like an East German mark,
mm-hmm.
which obviously does not exist. And they're very light. They were made out of aluminum. All these Eastern Bloc countries, their coins were made out of aluminum. They're very lightweight. And I have an English penny from 1900. And it's very large. It's like this big around.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And that's, I will, tomorrow I will bring in my coin collection and
share. You should, and we'll look it up. We'll look it up. Wait, we will look it up on eBay and see what it's worth.
It's worth nothing.
Probably not $500,000, but you never know.
913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott here on KMBZ. Angel Reese's season is over.
Oh, that broke my heart to see that.
Yeah, from ESPN, Angel Reese's sensational rookie campaign for the Chicago Sky has ended because of a season-ending wrist injury suffered over the weekend against the Los Angeles Sparks. What a year, Reese posted on social media on Saturday. I never would have imagined the last bucket of my rookie season would be a three, but maybe that was God saying, give them a taste of what they'll be seeing in year two.
Yeah.
So,
From the analysis that I've seen, it's not an aggressively bad injury. It's just so close to the end of the season and they didn't make the playoffs that rather than pushing her back out onto the court, they're saying, take the rest of the year off. We'll see you next year.
Okay. A couple of other sports related stories. Tyreek Hill's agent calling the Miami Dolphins star's detention on Sunday, just hours before the team's season opener, heartbreaking, upsetting, and uncalled for. In an interview with CNN earlier today, as the local police union defended the officers involved in the incident.
He's been placed on administrative leave, by the way, the officer involved in, mm-hmm. Because they put him on the ground, cuffed him.
Face first on the ground. Here's a picture.
Yeah, right there. I've seen it.
Now, I watched the video, and they pulled him over, and immediately there were five police officers walking up to the left side of the vehicle.
Was he, maybe he was speeding, but was he speeding outrageously?
I have no idea.
Was he in a McLaren? He's Tyreek Hill. Like, I hate to, say that you know who I am, but he was on an access road on the way to the stadium.
Hard Rock Stadium, yep.
To play in the game, does no one know who Tyreek Hill is?
Well, sure, they knew who he was. I mean, but
if he walked in right now, I would know who he is.
If this was like a 30-mile-per-hour zone and he's going 100, okay.
That's not what I've read.
But if this was like a 30-mile-per-hour zone and he's going 40, why is he on the pavement face first? It doesn't make any sense. Yeah. Oh, look who it is, Barb. Hey, Barb.
Hi, sweetie.
Hey.
Hi, Barb.
Hey, honey. How are you?
We're doing well.
Listen, Dana had to postpone my date for the jewelry because my transmission started leaking, so I have to wait till I get my transmission fixed.
Well, that's so okay.
I have a couple. Could I say something about the insurance deal first?
You go right ahead, Barb.
Well, I had the same problem you had. I was paying $195.64 for insurance a month.
Hmm.
And I couldn't understand, And so I called several places around, and I have skipped several insurance things trying to get a better deal being a senior. But you know what? You're screwed if you're a senior because you got to pay because you're old.
Huh.
Huh.
And that's what she said. I'm sorry you're old, but you got to pay for it.
She called you old?
Yes, on the phone. And I said, well, I got a few years left in me. I'd like to have Babe drive my car. And she said, well, then you have to pay the money. She wasn't very nice, but anyway.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so anyway, but the other thing I was talking to you about the coins today, there is a penny out there. It's a, I believe it's a 1941D. It's worth $1 million.
Oh.
Wait, what, a 1941 what?
D.
D.
Oh, yeah, like a dog, D. And on all the coins, there's always initial beside them. Some, not all of them, just some of them. And you have to check. I have quite a coin collection. That's the reason why I know. But I have a two-headed quarter that you were talking about, quarters,
yeah.
That was a malfunction.
Does it say San Francisco on it?
I don't know. I haven't checked it for quite a while. I better check that.
Well, it's missing the S. That's how you know, Barb.
Yeah, so I thought, well, but, you know, that's like the Buffalo nickels. You don't hardly ever see a Buffalo nickel anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're so scarce, you know. But anyway, I just wanted to throw that to you and tell Sam I love him, and I love you guys dearly.
Well, we love you, too. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for calling in.
When we get back, I know there are many stories in the stack today, Scott, that we're going to get to, but this just popped up from Channel 4, and it ticks me off.
Uh-oh.
Another local business has lost a trademark lawsuit over something that I would say should not be trademarked, like Mission, like the town.
All right. All right.
Oh,
quick break for the news. Well, that story much more coming up in the fourth and final hour of the Dana and Parks program this afternoon, right after a quick break for the news.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.